Good morning and welcome to Inside Agriculture. I'm Mick Kerr, coming to you from Washington, D.C. Our reports this week from the nation's capital are brought to you by the North Dakota Ethanol Council and North Dakota Corn. All week we'll hear from policymakers, influencers, cabinet members, senators, congressmen, everybody involved in making ag policy. So be sure you tune in a lot this week. We'll have a lot of great interviews here this week on Inside Agriculture in the morning and full-length interviews in the afternoon on Farm Talk on Ag News 890. Late Friday afternoon, U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Brooke Rollins announced the latest slate of presidential appointments for key Farm Service Agency and Rural Development State Director roles. In North Dakota, Brad Thickeson will return as the next North Dakota State Executive Director of the Farm Service Agency. Tom Campbell will serve as the next North Dakota State Director for Rural Development. The reinstatement of Thickeson, who served in the same position during President Trump's first term, Thickeson will implement FSA programs and oversee policies providing producers with assistance in times of market uncertainty and natural disasters. Tom Campbell, as North Dakota State Director for Rural Development, was recommended by Senators Hoeven and Kramer, citing Campbell's experience as a lifelong farmer as well as his extensive public service. Campbell also served in the North Dakota Senate from 2013 to 2018. In Minnesota, Kurt Blumgren will be the state executive director of the Farm Service Agency, a fourth-generation family farmer from Butterfield, Minnesota. U.S. food and agricultural exports to Mexico surged 65% during the last 4 years, making it the fastest-growing export market for many American ag products and commodities. Mexico's growth as a destination for U.S. exports has been spurred by its booming post-COVID-19 economy and a rapidly growing manufacturing sector. The Washington, D.C. lobbyist for North Dakota corn growers and the North Dakota grain growers is Jim Callen. He says getting the 45Z tax credit for developing a sustainable aviation fuel industry still very uncertain.
They still need to figure out what the exact standards are going to be on 45Z. And then there's some challenges in terms of other countries and how they evaluate the fuel, and they have maybe different ways of looking at this and requiring more sustainable practices than we might do here, and that could pose some challenges. I think it has great potential, and coupled with E15, you have obviously the trade headwinds, so we need these things to happen on the domestic level.
My full visit with Jim Callen this afternoon on Farm Talk. This is Inside Agriculture. We'll be right back checking markets.